just be able to feel the presence of the Lord in that song. Open your Bibles, if you would, this morning to 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, is where we'll be reading from today, if you'd like to open up there. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and I couldn't brag on you enough today how good that it is to have a home that you can come to and just feel at home. And know that we are all here for the same purpose. Just a bunch of sinners that's been saved by God's grace to come to say, thank you, Lord, one more time. And no matter how many times we say it, it never gets old. Thank you for saving a wretch like me and giving me this peace and joy that I have in my heart today. Before we read our scriptures, I'd like for you to, this way God put it up on my heart, I'd like for you to think back over the years to a present that was given to you that you hold so dear. That memory that is there. And you'll, as long as you're, you know, alive, you probably remember that gift that mom and dad, maybe a brother or sister gave to you, and you could describe it in its fullness. One year, it was a good year, and anybody that's ever had a dad that worked a job that seasonal, or it was one job to another or whatever, there were good years and bad years. And in a good year, I remember we got a bike, a brand new bike. And I could describe that bike to you today because I can still see it. And then many years later, one year for Christmas, Becky's mom bought Becky and I a matching shirt and matching pants. Mine was men, hers was women. Okay, I'll put that out there. But I can still see that white shirt, off-white shirt, and those blue jeans. I can describe them to you. But I want to bring you a message this morning about a gift that we cannot fully describe, that I believe most of you have in your heart. In the book of 2 Corinthians, in the 9th chapter, the last verse, verse 15, Paul said, after he had bragged on his brothers and sisters for giving to the need of the ministers and to the saints to help one another, and that's what church is all about. To Jennifer's comments earlier, a church is there to help one another along this journey. We're not here to push anybody down or out of our way. We're not here to be lifted up or make some think that we are better than others, but we're all here on this same journey, headed to heaven. And what we do while we're here is the commission that God has given to us to help one another. Because there's bad days that we all go through, but there are good days as well. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, in the 15th verse, he said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. His unspeakable gift. And you can be seated in the house of the Lord. This morning I like to use for a text a gift that you cannot fully describe. That word, unspeakable, in the Greek means it cannot be fully declared. It is indescribable, inexpressible. And at times, it's even unutterable. Anybody ever try to thank the Lord for his gift, and you can't even speak a word? Hallelujah. When it comes like that, that's when you know that the presence of God is all around you. And you really can't even begin to describe the gift that God has given to us. Because his gift, we don't know the height, nor the breadth, nor the depth of the gift that God has given to us. Many of our gifts that we've had over the years, we've lost them. They've wore out. or they're out of style. Or we look at what Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I acted like a child, if I can paraphrase, but when I became a man, I put off those childish things. I still like cars and trucks, but I don't get down the floor and play with them. Right? We just have different versions of cars and trucks, or bigger trucks, bigger cars. All the gifts that we receive along this journey don't compare to the gift that God gave to us when we were undeserving of this wonderful gift in His Son, Jesus Christ. Even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were lost and undone, God said they need a gift that will sustain them, not just in this life, but get them to the life that is to come. And God, in the fullness of time, sent forth His Son, born of a woman, that you and I could celebrate Christmas today. And I want you to walk away this morning with the message that Christmas is not just to be celebrated once a year, but we ought to celebrate Christmas every day of the year. And you say, does that mean that we get gifts every day of the year? Maybe not from loved ones, but God has a gift for us every day of every year. In fact, it goes even beyond that. The gift that He gives to us is the gift that we will have while we're here upon this earth and in heaven for all eternity. You see, God's gift is more than a singular gift. We keep unwrapping parts of this gift that God is talking about here, day after day, month after month, year after year. God has gifts that I'm still unwrapping and enjoying in my life. You know, I thought about this as God laid upon my heart. I've seen folks at times, they would take all of the gifts that they were given to someone and they would put them all in one big box. And they would just keep going into that box and pulling one out and unwrapping it, enjoying it for a few moments and then setting it aside and then going and getting another one. God has a storehouse of gifts for you and I if we will just receive them this morning. He has all of these gifts that He wants us to have and to enjoy along our journey. And I want to interject here. This morning as I'm before you, I'm looking at some of the best gifts that God has ever given to me. Let's never take one another for granted, because God has placed us in each other's lives for a time and for a purpose that we can enjoy life together and get excited about God and what He's got prepared for us in just a little while. The greatest gift God ever gave to man was Jesus Christ, His Son, born in a manger, come lowly, not esteemed high, but born in the lowest of estates, in a barn in Bethlehem. But He did not come as the King of this world, but He came as the King of those that would receive Him and accept Him as their Lord and their Savior. When I think about the gift of Jesus, I say, I can just barely scratch the surface of what that gift means to me. I've been trying to thank Him for many years, and still I cannot describe the fullness of the gift of Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Have you ever tried to think about how big of a gift it was to give your only begotten Son to be spit upon and mocked, to be bruised and beaten beyond recognition, just so that you and I could stand here today and say, I am saved by the grace of God?
What a great gift this morning. The greatest gift I have ever received. And we've had some good gifts over the years, have we not, church? But the greatest of all gifts was given to us just to die on a cross at Calvary so that we could have life and have it more abundant. The Bible says not only did he give us Christ, but in this package of Christ came the Holy Spirit. Because Christ said, when I go away, I will pray the Father, and he will send you the Comforter. Have you ever tried to describe the gift of the Holy Spirit to somebody? They look at you like you've lost your mind. There's a little voice inside of me that speaks to me and lets me know when I'm doing right, lets me know when I'm doing wrong, and sometimes speaks words of encouragement. And when I'm down, he speaks words to lift me up. I cannot describe the fullness of the gift of the Holy Spirit, but I'm thankful that it lives deep inside my heart, in my soul today, that I know that the Lord is nearby without me having to ask anybody else, because I can feel his presence in my heart and soul today. But I can't describe it fully. If I try to tell somebody, God gave me the gift of the Holy Spirit, they'd say, what does it look like? And I'd have to say, I can't describe it. Have you ever tried to describe how good God is? I can't describe him. But yet, he's the dearest to my heart and my soul. You know, I said a lot of our gifts wear out, or we just get tired of them and we toss them out. The gift that God gave to me, it's never gotten old, Wayne. It's never gotten to the place where it's out of style. It's never gotten to the place where I become too old to enjoy it. In fact, the older I get, the more I enjoy the gift that God has given to me. Paul said, I don't even have words to fully describe what God's gifts mean to me. I don't have words today. Not only did he give us Christ and the Holy Spirit, but he gave us the gift of salvation. And that's a gift that I rejoice year after year, year after year, and year after year. And knowing that I am saved by the grace of God. The gift of salvation was presented to me, and the best thing I ever did do was when I stepped out behind the seat and walked down to an old-fashioned altar and called upon the name of the Lord, and he saved my dying soul. And I've not gotten over it yet. Some may say, describe to me what salvation looks like. And the only words, I can't fully describe it, but the only words I can really say is, salvation is when you can know that you can lay your head down on your bed at night. And if I don't see the dawning of another day, I'll meet you over in glory land, Maddie. I'll meet you over there. But the greatest gift of salvation is that I don't have to die and go to hell. And people say, you just celebrate that on Sunday. We better celebrate it every day. And not just at Christmas, but every day that we have. That God has sent his Son to bring the Holy Spirit that we could have salvation. And I have the gift. See, I'm digging back in that box. I didn't know all this when the gift was presented to me. Did you? All I knew is I didn't want to go to hell. Then I find out I've got the gift of eternal life. And Jeff, that makes me want to rejoice on a Sunday morning, knowing that I may go to sleep, brother, in a little while, like you mentioned in Sunday school. But don't you weep for me as those that die without any hope, because there is a hope deep inside of my soul that says, though I may live and I may come to the end of my journey, I'm not dead. I've just gone to sleep for a little while. And then this high-pitched voice that you hear on Sunday, you'll hear it all over heaven one day. People say, do you really know that? If I didn't, I'd find an altar and I'd call upon the name of Jesus and ask for the gift. Have you seen people that got a gift and you thought, man, I'd like to have that gift? In a carnal sense, right? But those gifts all wear out. And folks, there's a lot of people that would like to have the gift that you and I have. They have a copy of it. They have a mimic of it. But they don't have what we have today. I tell you, there's nothing like knowing that you are an old time, born again, bought by the blood, child of God. People dress up and may look like they have it. But as we heard the young folks say this morning, folks, it's something that is real, that lives deep inside of our heart and our soul. Paul also said in this gift, not only did we get Christ and the Holy Spirit, salvation and eternal life, but we also receive spiritual gifts. And I know I'm in a Baptist church and some of you, your eyes get real big. But God gives to us gifts. In fact, the spiritual gifts that He gives to us, there is the gift of prayer. We have people that know how to pray. And I thank God for them, because had it not been for their prayers, many of us wouldn't be where we're at today. One of my greatest prayer warriors that I depended upon for so many years, that used to sit right over here. And every time the service would get a little stale, I'd see her out of peripheral vision go down upon her knees and begin to pray. And I knew, you better hold on. God's getting ready to move. Amen. The prayer, the gift of prayer, the gift of healing. You say, can you touch somebody and they'll be made whole? No, but I know a man that can. He could go with you in the operating room where nobody else can. That's a gift today that He promised to us. The spiritual gifts that come by every once in a while when you're down and out and you cannot seem to get out of that ditch that you're in. God's Spirit comes by and gives you a gift that lifts you up, and you feel like Isaiah, that I can soar with eagles and I can run and not grow weary because the Lord passed by. Folks, when He passes by, I believe He can make the lame to speak, the blind to see, and those that are lost, He can save them without any question whatsoever. And James said it in the first chapter that God gives to us good gifts. Becky and I, many years ago, we quit exchanging gifts. Because what do you give somebody that's already got everything? And I'm talking about Becky because she got me. And I'm talking about me because I got her. Right? But in today's society, most of us, if there's something we need, we pretty much have it. Right? And some of you are looking at each other. But let me put this in. If I didn't have anything else, as long as I have the gifts that God has given to me, I've got everything I need. And I will put this in for good measure this morning. She was or is a gift from God to me. And I am a gift to her. And I have to remind her about that. But God gives us good gifts. Good gifts that He places in our lives. Good gifts that when nobody else understands us, I feel God just pat us on the back a little bit and say, I know. I know. When we're brokenhearted and nobody's words can console us, God sends by a good gift to try to lift us up and let us know that it might be dark right now, but the sun will shine again. I hear him say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, you know, I believe what David was saying in there is that God's got a gift for me tomorrow. A gift that even though I still have the hurt and the pain, this gift will come by and it will encourage me. And we need encouragement, church. But God's got more gifts in store for us. But you know, we have to be willing to receive those gifts. He offers them to us, and it's up to us whether we take it or not. You know, it's almost like the kids when they was little and you would have Santa Claus. And Santa Claus would call their name and they'd come up and they would receive their gift. If they didn't go up there, they could be left out of receiving that gift. Well, the gift I'm talking about this morning is better than Santa Claus. Santa Claus only comes once a year. And we got little ones with us, so I have to be careful what we say this morning. But I believe most of you are mature enough to know Santa Claus never brought one gift. Oh, some of you don't want to confess this morning. But it was mom and dad. Loved ones. But folks, let me tell you, Jesus brings gifts every day. He woke us up this morning. He's given us health and strength. He's given us the ability to get up and go. And if we never fully appreciate what he's already given to us, he may never give us another gift. Some of you ought to be on the edge of your seat this morning. Because you know, God's been good to us. Think about all the gifts that God has given to you through the years. Lord, when God laid this upon my heart, and I was thinking about all the gifts we received, I remembered you saying that your dad gave you, and I couldn't remember if it was a $50 bill, a $20. And he put it in a picture frame. Still got it. Because it's special. You see, that gift that he's got is special to him. And it may not seem like a lot to many people, but to him, it means a whole lot. Well, I've got something down on the inside of me that is more special than anything else I have in this world. More than Beck and the kids, more than the job or the house, the cars, more than anything else, I've got a gift down on the inside that no matter what anybody gives me, it don't compare to what I've already got. And I don't mean to sound unappreciative this morning, but when you have the best that there is, what can compare to what God has already given to us? Some of you today, in this little Christmas message, you have what a lot of homes would love to have. Because you've got love in that household. You're not living in two separate parts, but you're in a house where there is love. And let me tell you this morning, love will take you through the hard times. Love will take you through the times when you feel so broken and down and out. Love will be there when the cupboard is full or when the cupboard is empty. It don't matter. A lot of folks, and you look at their homes and you say, well, they have a lot of money and material things, but those things go by the wayside and they're soon forgotten about. But when you have love, you can make it through the thick and the thin, through the hard times and the good times. And you have a gift that others would love to have, but money cannot buy it. Works cannot get it. How many of you know that you are loved this morning? If you couldn't raise your hand, you need to examine your household. Right? God gives us gifts that we can't even fully describe. I try to tell people about our church, and I the only thing I can say is that it's just a good old bunch of people that love one another. But really, we don't have words to describe this gift that we have here today. It's a gift that we ought not ever take for granted. You know, sometimes we're like that spoiled child. We open the present and say, oh, is that it? Is that it? And I've seen kids do that. Not knowing mom and dad did their best to even be able to provide that. See, sometimes we come in here and you feel like the place is about to explode with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Then sometimes we come in here and it's like, and we say, what happened? The gift didn't go away. And even in those times when it may not be as high, we ought to still be able to say, thank you, Lord. I've got a place that there's gifts that just keep pouring out. And you say, do y'all give away stuff every service? We may not, but God does. How many of you have ever come in brokenhearted and God lift you up? Hallelujah. How many of you ever come in and you felt like you lost your best friend and the presence of the Lord showed up and it just filled you up so full that you felt like, Lord, I thank you for the gift you gave me this morning. David said his blessings are new each day. Everything God has for us, tomorrow He can give it that and even more. But we have to position ourselves to where we're able to receive the gift that God is trying to give to us. We have to position ourselves. You say, how do I make myself to where I can receive God's gift? By following God each and every day and by appreciating what He's already given to you. And knowing that James 1, he said he's got even more in store in his storehouse. Sometimes I get a little vision of what he's got there. Sometimes I see a little vision of what God has in store for us, and it almost makes you want to shout. Think about this. They used to sing a song that said it like this, and even in the book of Revelations, it refers to it, that when we get there, there'll be no crippled people. There'll be no blind. There'll be no deaf or dumb. There'll be none of those walking around with cancer. Heaven is the greatest gift that we could ever expect to receive at the end of this life. And if we ever fully understand that gift, we won't have to have somebody sing us happy or preach us happy. We'll be happy in knowing that I get to go to heaven when I leave this world. The Bible also says that divine gifts that God has given to men, and this is the Bible in the book of Ephesians, in the 4th chapter, verses 8 through 11, says God, one of God's great gifts to man is His ministers. Not because I am one, but thank God that somebody was called by God to stand behind a pulpit and preach hell hot enough and heaven good enough that I was brought to make a decision in my life. And I've already told you the best gift I ever received, I received it at an altar of prayer because somebody loved me enough to preach to me the truth. Church, we ought to appreciate the Word of God when it's being preached in its power and its purity, and appreciate the man that will get behind the pulpit and still plow the gospel plow the way that God wants it to be plowed, and not sugarcoat it or tell us how good we are, but tell us what the Bible says about our soul and where we're going to spend eternity if we don't accept Jesus Christ. God has so many gifts for us. Gifts for us. And we don't even know how to describe what He's already given to us. Can you describe any gift that God has given to you in fullness? That's what Paul was saying. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. It's unspeakable, indescribable, inexpressible, and at times unutterable. That I can't even begin. You know, the best way I can describe the gifts is when my heart is so heavy and I try to just say, thank you, Lord, but yet I can't say the words. You may say today, Roger, if you knew what we was going through, you'd understand why we can't fully appreciate the gifts that God has already given to us. My rebuttal to that is, if you knew the power of God's gifts, it would help you through what you're going through today. As we celebrate Christmas, let's not get hung up on what we didn't get. Let's rejoice in what we already have. You know, I'm a simple person. I just as soon just have the kids there and the grandkids and hear the laughter and joy of the children. To hear them just going on and on. You know, Jeff and Tara love it when Roger and or Brandon starts picking on Roger and Tiffany. Or Brandon and Roger start picking on Tiffany. And I just shake my head, and they have a memory of events that I don't recall at all. Period. But to hear them go on and on about it, sometimes I say, y'all just shut up. Because you ain't right. You guys are lying. Because I was there. It didn't happen that way. Or to see the grandkids, Brother Ron. I would rather see them. In fact, I tell all of our family, I don't want any gifts. I don't need another tie that I'm not going to wear. I don't need another tool, because you know the more tools you get, the more work you got to do. Or I may already have it. I don't need another gift card. You say, well, what do you want for Christmas? If I could ask God for one special gift, it would be, Lord, help me to know that my family circle is going to be united when this life comes to an end. That's what I would ask Him for. Lord, help me to know that my children and my grandchildren are saved. Because by them receiving the gift of God, I receive a gift. The greatest joy besides you receiving it is when one of your loved ones receive God. As our granddaughter did the other Sunday morning right over here. I can't describe that gift that came to our house. And then Lloyd mentioned her in Sunday school this morning about singing that song, her and Zoe behind the curtain. So young. And as a child of God, and yet hear her request prayer for her schoolmates that are cutting themselves and wanting to commit suicide and all the things they're going through. I say, Lord, we don't need more gifts under the tree. We need more gifts that died on the tree in our homes and in our lives that we could really enjoy life while we're here. But it's indescribable. I'd like for you, in my parting comments this morning, for you to take this with you. Can you fully describe what God has done for your life? You know, Tara's testimony of years gone by, and it is synonymous with mine, that I look back on how we was raised, and many of you can say the same thing. We didn't have high expectations of we would be at a certain corporate level or executive level, or we would be living in that house or in that neighborhood. We had expectations that we would just have a good life with someone we loved and enjoyed. But look what God did for us. If you see anything in any of our lives that's worth bragging about, it's what God has done. He took us and made us rich in His glory and His honor. Today, we have the indescribable gift of God in our lives. And Sister Kathy, when I experience one, I just want to, not that I'm unappreciative of it, but I wonder sometimes, what's he got next? What's he got next? And one day, you guys are going to get a phone call that I got the best gift that I've been waiting for. And that is, God promoted me and took me on home to be with Him. Oh, I'll unwrap the final bow. And there that present will be. And He'll say, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Today, how many indescribable gifts of God do you have in your life? And how many of those gifts today, some of us, that they've already gone on before us? I've got a mother that's waiting there. I've got grandparents that's waiting there. We've got a daughter that's waiting there. And you say, do you really believe that they're all waiting? They're resting under the altar of God until God calls. And we all get to go home. You're talking about a gift. Amen? Amen. If we all leave this world before He comes, when He comes in the clouds of glory, whether you're local or you're buried down in Tennessee or West Virginia or way up in Ohio somewhere, we're all getting up together. Oh, that ought to make somebody want to rejoice. Could you imagine this if it were possible? As we're getting up, we're waving at one another and reminding them, hey, look, it's me. I told you I'd go. Oh, y'all don't get as excited as I do. You know why I get so excited? It's because instead of going up, I should have went down. I should have went down. God bless you this morning. God's got some indescribable gifts that He has given to each and every one of us. Today, if you've never received God, you don't know what Christmas is all about. See, Christmas is Christ Day, the day of Christ. And we can celebrate that every day. Every day. While we get a song, Sharon, if you and Rob would, real quickly, I ask you this morning that some of you, many of you no doubt are saved, but you know, do you ever look at other people's lives and say, like a kid, how come they got more gifts than I got? Right? That's what Brandon
and Roger used to tease with Tiffany about. Well, she got more gifts because she got $5 Barbies. And they got those tennis shoes or that Atari or whatever else. I don't know. You know what they're called. All I know is I paid for them and Becky got them. She helped pay for them. I'm in the pulpit. I better clarify that. Sometimes we look at other people's lives and say, how do they get so many gifts? But you remember, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust alike. But you see, I don't think God will give us any more gifts until we appreciate what He's already given to us. Amen. This morning while we stand and sing a verse of a song. Just one verse, Robbie. Today, how is it with your heart? How is it with your heart today? Are you short on the gifts? Or is it you just don't appreciate what God's already given to you? And you toss it aside. Come. Yes. Oh, Lamb of God. I hear the word to say about all these gifts this morning is that it is better felt than told. Our English vocabulary, there's not enough words to describe the gift that God has given to us. We can't fully describe it. But if we could just open up our heart to where they could see what God is and what He has done, they say, oh, now I understand. Or when people get saved and they get up off the altar and you see that look on their face, I enjoy seeing people that truly get saved when they come to the altar with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. They get up. You can see it in their eyes. There's been a change made. And then they know what you're talking about, right? God bless you. I wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you. But remember what Christmas is all about. And while you're praying for us, we'll be praying for you, because I know that there are gifts that you've been praying for. And while we all pray together, you know, whether it's one of mine or one of yours, we'll rejoice together when it comes to fruition. Amen. Remember, Olive Branch tonight at 6 o'clock, we believe. Okay, it is at 6 o'clock. Olive Branch, 6 o'clock for their Christmas program. No service here, okay? So we probably should put that out on one call, just so if there's some that aren't here this morning, so that they won't come here and wonder where we're at. And Wednesday night, no service. God bless you. Have a great Christmas. I'll see some of you tonight over at Olive Branch. And the rest of you, if I don't see you, have a great Christmas, and we'll see you next Sunday. God bless you today.